Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about acquiring a construction business is always a valuable option. And again, this episode has been brought to you by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. Again, BREquipmentCO.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. When you're looking to expand your business, the most valuable option that you have in your hand is to buy someone else's business and manage his or her clients. This helps you get some ready-made clients and resources and all the other necessary equipment that are required in this industry. But the hard part is to get a company that is ready to sell its stake to you. No one will ever want to sell a business that is making profits. It just does not make any sense to him or her to give it off to someone else who that he can make money on their hard work. Again, you're inheriting someone's baby, you know, that they built. Substantially, you will not be interested in taking a company that are running into losses. They may turn out to be a liability on your company. Moreover, you have to spend more money of your time focusing on the sick unit and getting it back from scratch. It is sometimes not worth your time and energy, and to the larger extent, your hard money earned. So how can one get hold of a company who wants to sell their business to a bigger company is sometimes or some things that we'll talk in detail. You know, again, let me repeat that. So how can one get a hold of a company who wants to sell their business to a bigger company is something that we will talk in detail. Talking about the construction industry, acquisitions does happen in this industry, also at a slightly higher rate as compared to other industries. Here, you will come across many contractors who have tried their luck, but due to the market fallouts, are unable to sustain. Such small-scale companies may be called as sick units, as they are just out of business, and not that they are incompetent workers. They can bounce back anytime and can take it from there, which basically bounce back, put it back, making profits. So if you ever get the opportunity to buy such a company that is run by a contractor who is not willing to continue the business, you can pay him the amount and acquire his business. That means that you are now the owner of his resources or hers, and you decide the salary of the employees of his company. In case of the acquisition of a construction business, you not only get the resources at a lower price, but also get experience and competent workforce, which can be utilized in different job sites. You may wish to pay them a bit more so that they can be contained with how things are moving. Remember, if you hire new workforce from out, you have to pay them more for their service, but in case of the acquisition, you may play safe and do not have to increase the package of exiting workforce. You can get a hold of a broker who has news about small-size construction companies and contractors. They will check and let you know if anyone is looking for selling their unit or their construction company. You also need to do your homework well. Check the reason why the company is ready to sell its stakes. Is it because they no longer afford the operation expense, or they have some other reason that you should know before you do a deal with them? Check the history of the company before you finalize anything. And only if you see no hurdles, then that you should be signing on the dotted line. You know, if there's nothing to worry about, then take it over. Sign on the dotted line. If you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.